This is KUT. If you've ever been a renter, this next story will interest you. It has to do with repairs, getting them done and getting them done quickly. But what happens when that doesn't happen? And what happens when a landlord gets angry that you requested a fix? As KUT's Audra McGlinchey reports, one solution may cost the city up to $1.7 million.
Legal notices and lease copies blanket a plush beige couch in an apartment in North Austin's Runberg area. Rebecca Hara is rummaging through the papers. Her fiancé, Juan Aranda, says there are two specific pages. With these, he can start to tell me a story.
Do you know where that paper with the lease is at? The one where they offered us a lease and then they came and took it away from us?
Right here. It's that one.
Aranda shows me a notice dated May 9th from his landlord. 4 days before that, Hara called the city's code department to report some repairs that had not been made. Holes around a bathroom vent, windows not closing properly. This notice Aranda is showing me asks, do you want to renew your lease?
And you guys wanted to renew.
We wanted to renew for another year. At least 6 months, but if not another year.
But they didn't have a chance to sign on that dotted line. Hours later, another notice showed up.
It says, Dear Juan Jose Aranda and Rebecca Lorraine Hara, unfortunately, we will not be able to renew your current lease agreement. Please consider this letter to be formal written notice that your lease will not be renewed.
Hey, if I ask for repairs, is my rent gonna be raised?
Or, in the case of Aranda and Hara, a lease not renewed.
Hi, my name is Shoshana Krieger, and I'm project director of BASTA, Building and Strengthening Tenant Action.
BASTA is part of Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid, a nonprofit that offers legal services to low-income folks. Back in December, the city of Austin diverted $350,000 from the code department's budget to hire Krieger and her coworkers. That price could rise to almost $2 million over the next few years. And what for?
So one of the problems which has been difficult for folks to address has been retaliation. So we are working with tenants right now who have called code. Code has come out, done an inspection, and then the landlord is saying, oh, you need to get out. We're not renewing your lease.
So what can code do?
Well, we try to protect the tenants by trying to get landlords to comply and have a least minimum standards condition for a tenant.
Edgar Hinojosa is a manager with Code Department's legal division.
But in terms of protecting them legally, that's something that we don't handle.
Hinojosa says while tenants who report bad conditions to the Code Department can remain anonymous, they do sometimes have to tell the landlord which unit needs repairs. Then it's pretty clear who made the complaint. But code's focus is that repairs get done, regardless of who remains living in that apartment through the process. Here's Krieger again.
Code doesn't have the power to tell that landlord, oh, you need to renew the lease. They have the power to cite for a health and safety violation, which they did. And as a result of that, and as a result of the order to make the repairs, now the landlord's retaliating against the tenant.
How are y'all?
Back in Runberg, I go with Aranda and Hara to the apartment next door. There, at least three other tenants are meeting with people from Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. Part of the BASTA project is to empower tenants to demand action together. One of the first steps they took back in May was to send a group of individual letters via certified mail to the landlord, demanding specific repairs. In the meantime, lawyers with Texas Rio Grande collect documents, copies of bills, recent notices, should they have to go to court. The biggest piece of advice they give, put everything in writing. Here's Stephanie Trin, a lawyer with Texas Rio Grande.
A lot of retaliation may not be documented. It may be orally threatened. You know, like, I'm not going to renew you, or you need to leave if you do this. And so in terms of having to, you know, go to court, sometimes it may be a little bit of he said, she said.
Aranda's landlord, through his lawyer, would not comment on the record for this story. In Texas, a landlord can evict someone for pretty much anything, unless it can be considered discrimination or retaliation against a tenant asking for repairs or organizing with other tenants. Aranda's landlord did fix those small repairs in their apartment, the windows and holes around vents, but there was a bigger issue. When I met the couple, they'd been without hot water in their kitchen sink for roughly a month. A pipe was shut off because of a leak. The leak led to black mold, which covered the wall behind the sink pipes. A plumber did show up.
He went to his truck, got a mask, came in, and he said that he was refusing to do the work on it until a mold expert or mold crew would come in here and remove that mold. Then they can continue on with their work.
A code officer came 2 weeks ago to follow up and make sure those small repairs had been made. When he got there, they told him about the hot water. The inspector called the landlord and demanded it be fixed by the next day. A plumber showed up a few hours later. But while Aranda and Hara now have hot water, the couple recently got something else. I called them to check in.
Yes, I guess this letter was yesterday. We got it FedEx to us.
Since their lease expired at the end of April, Aranda and Hara have been living month to month. But in that FedEx envelope was their August rent check. The landlord refused it. He wanted them out. They were told again, no lease renewal. The reasons? In a letter that accompanied the check, the landlord lists four. First, failing to report needed repairs in a timely manner. Aranda says that's untrue. Second, having a pet in the house. In their lease, they agreed to one cat, but Aranda and Hara since added a dog. Another reason, Aranda dried his pants on the fence outside their building. That, he says, is true. And the last reason?
It says your claims you are displeased with the service provided with the property also is accounted towards the landlord's decision is not to extend the lease renewal.
In other words, that they complained about their living conditions. If the matter goes to court, Texas Rio Grande says they will provide legal defense. Aranda and Hara hope they can stay. They pay $750 a month in rent, and it's hard to find a comparable place in Austin. Anja Midlinshi, KUT News.